Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, WWE have released another 8 wrestlers.
Backstage reaction to these WWE releases.
We will tell you why some of these released wrestlers maybe knew this was coming.
And we will also tell you when these released wrestlers' non-compete clauses expire. I'm Adam Wilborn.
I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, it's another round of WWE releases to cover.
Here we go again.
2 weeks since the last one. It was the 4th of November, wasn't it, when they released the last batch of wrestlers. They released 8 more last night. Fightful breaking the story, confirmed by Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer. Sean Ross Sapp coming through with the scoop. Here's who they've cut. They're all from the main roster. John Morrison, the entire Hit Row stable. So that's Isaiah Swerve Scott, Top Dollar, and Ashanti the Adonis. Tegan Knox, Drake Maverick, Jackson Ryker, Shane Thorne, gone. Reason? Per John Laurinaitis, WWE's head of talent relations,
in an internal email,
budget cuts. Budget cuts. And we know when, you know, the budget cut thing is applied as the reason, it's not a case of a hard up company trying to stay in business or anything like that. It's a very rich company that wants to get richer and a bigger return to its investors and everything else. We know the score with this stuff, we really do. So it's always a sucky thing to come on here and have to report on people losing their jobs. All of these people are main roster folk. Now, some of them, you know, Drake Maverick, he's in the 24/7 division and stuff. Shane Thorne hasn't been on TV for ages. The last we heard of him, he was like debuting like a
Crocodile Dundee
character or something in a dark match. Jackson Ryker has just disappeared after his feud with Elias. Elias has disappeared as well, hasn't he? What's going on? Hit Row have only just come up from NXT, and of course B-Fab was released 2 weeks ago, and now the whole group is gone. John Morrison looked like he was on the verge of a solo run after the Miz split, but Miz went to do Dancing with Ice. They cancelled the match. John Morrison, I believe, lost to Omos and Karrion Kross in 2 minutes on consecutive weeks. So he's had a crap time of it as well. Man, it sucks. It's a very talented group of people. Product of a lot of different things. A lot of reasons behind why they feel like they've needed to make 79 cuts. And they had too many wrestlers, that's undisputed.
Yeah.
But they should have never done that in the first place, if that's the case. Budget cuts is always a pretty egregious reason for these things. And here we are again, mate.
Yeah, well, I genuinely haven't got the energy to rant again like I did last time.
There's no point.
79, as you just said. Yeah. 79 wrestlers released in 2021. Ridiculous. They already had a massively overinflated roster. I get that. But just the way they've gone about it. And yeah, some of the names there, it's especially frustrating for me. Hit Row. All right, you didn't want to do anything with them on the main roster. I mean, I've even heard, and this is pure speculation, but maybe they were brought to the main roster so they could have the 90-day no-competes rather than the 30-day
no-competes. Sounds like Twitter gossip, that,
but
to me.
Regardless, if you look at people like Isaiah Swerve Scott and go, nothing we can do with you, I don't know
That's
what to
wild.
Tell you.
He's, for me, looking at this list,
another former North American champion that they have just...
That's 4 of them or something that this year. Looking at this list, John Morrison's more tenured and, he's someone that a lot of folk have been clamouring for.
And just because Miz went to do Dancing with the Stars doesn't mean, we can't do anything with him, we'll just give him a Shaman gimmick or whatever.
Yeah, and they tried that for a couple of weeks, but, Isaiah Swerve Scott as Shane Strickland, and back in the day, his old ring name. What's that guy missing that you'd want in someone you can push and promote and be excellent at pretty much everything?
I was like, as like, a babyface in NXT after a while, I was like, eh. And then they had hit row, and yeah, I was like, oh, cool, this
they got,
works.
They got the characters and everything down. It's a sucky situation, and the main point I would like to make about this is that often we come on and we say, these people will be fine. They're very talented. There's lots of options. How many options are left?
Yeah.
Now, AEW, that roster's huge. I'm sure Tony Khan will look at some of these people and go, I want you. Come in. Be good to the company. Be good for the company. Tegan Nox is so good.
Oh my God.
She'd be great. Ring of Honor is no longer offering contracts. That's one less place to work. They've released everyone. There are fewer places for these people
Impact
to earn.
Impact and MLW and all the others can only take certain...
Exactly.
You know, it's not just scoop everyone up.
Exactly. The labour market has been flooded this year in particular. You would hope that this would result in a booming indie scene. Look at all these great people who are going about, but you can never be sure of that. It just sucks. And I feel bad for the wrestlers, obviously. Best wishes to all of them.
Yes. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed, because I am still angry. But now it just sort of washes over me.
Yeah.
I came in today, yeah. I completely missed this story breaking overnight. You told me what we were reporting, and I didn't get wound up like I did with, you know, the Keith Lee, that round of releases. I just sort of went, again, okay, right, who are we talking about this time? And to be fair, I thought, like, oh, okay, and, you know, a few names aren't that surprising, as you alluded to, but God damn it, Tegan Nox and people like Isaiah Swerve Scott.
Think about how, like, not to get too
and I'm not. Down. Don't be one of those people, by the way. Sorry to interrupt. Don't be one of those people who say so and so should have been released instead of Tegan Nox.
That's
not a take either.
Yeah, being trivial with people losing their jobs absolutely sucks. Like, but poor Tegan Nox. What a crap 4 years she's had.
Yeah.
She's had the three serious knee injuries. Stop start out for a year of pop, basically. Comes back. Oh, well, Candice is pregnant, so we can't run that storyline back, which is fine. That's just, fate, whatever, and we're obviously happy for Candice. Goes to the main roster, thrown together a tag team with Shotzi for some
reason.
Loses
her first name.
Yeah, loses her first name. I mean, to be fair, the tag team was pretty cool, with Shotzi. But they had these contendership matches. They had two of them. Never got a title shot coming out of those. Tag team gets split in the draft, and now Tegan Nox gets released.
Bollocks.
Crap 4 years. Anyway.
We'll talk more about it. There's a good Twitter question about this, so we'll get to that. And I'll fill you in on the backstage reaction. You can probably guess some of the backstage reaction to more of these releases. But per Andrew Zarian of the brilliant Matt Men Pro Wrestling podcast, one of his sources there says that people who work for the promotion were, quote, blindsided yet again by the eight releases. He had been previously told, Andrew Zarian, from the people that he knew, that the previous round of releases, stay with us, there's quite a few to talk about, that was meant to be the last one for this year. Then this comes along, and talking about the amount of talent let go in 2021, another source offered this quote, "Unfortunately, there are a lot of all-star players who will never get a chance to get off the bench." And I think that really does sum it up perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we, when we discuss these stories, and we've done it more than we care to in 2020.
Oh my God.
Loads of rounds of releases. We try and incorporate every single aspect of this, right? So unquestionably an aspect of it is that they signed way too many wrestlers over the past few years and have more people than they can use and everything else. We discussed the budget cuts and their desire to make more money and generate more return for their shareholders, stakeholders, whatever the word is. I'm out of it. We've had a bit of a rush in the morning this office.
Yeah.
It's just a sucky situation all around. Does sound like these things are going to become more commonplace as time progresses. But, I mean, again, you look at the list of wrestlers and it's quite clear that from some of this, they just had no idea what they were going to do with these folk, right? Because it was people in the last round of cuts, like Keith Lee was being repackaged as the Bearcat. Karrion Kross was subjected to all kinds of repackaging storylines. B-Fab had only just been called up. And now you've got people here, like Tegan Nox, she's just been sitting around doing nothing and she's still in her 20s. She's still a young wrestler.
Yeah.
Hit Row have been on TV. They've stayed on TV. They were
having a rap battle with Jinder Mahal, if I remember rightly, last week.
That was a choice.
Yep.
And they were fanning around with Sami Zayn. They've been in segments with King Woods and stuff. Again, there seems to be a disconnect between the creative and the business side of this company, and it keeps manifesting.
It's getting harder and harder to like this company.
Yeah.
Really is.
We're going to move over to another story here from John Alba of AdFreeShows.com. .com? .com.
Yeah,
that's made up. I've made up a punctuation mark there for a web address. John tweeted a couple of times last night, basically talking about the releases, saying that on Thursday evening, the wrestlers who were let go were informed sometime between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. Which to me would be a bit of a bummer. That's when I go to bed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, gee whiz, this is really a kick in the pillow, I guess. But John followed up with another tweet talking about how some of the wrestlers were told, like, earlier in the day that their travel plans for the weekend had been cancelled, and that may have led to some of them knowing what to expect or maybe getting an inkling of things that were about to happen. So WWE obviously has SmackDown tonight. They have a house show in Syracuse,
yeah.
The place in New York, and they've got Survivor Series at the weekend, so perhaps some of them were booked for the house show or even for tonight's SmackDown. But yeah, there you go. I mean, we've pretty much covered all of this already, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those. And, I mean, some of them took it really well. Shane Thorne, I think I saw tweeting, "Oi, who gave them my number?"
Funny guy.
Like, it's a fair play for taking it so well. I think you're right. I think the moment you get that message, where do you need me to be for the big, you know, top big four pay-per-view? Oh, we won't need you for that. Your travel plans will be cancelled. I think the writing's on the wall when you see that. Yeah. It doesn't excuse the fact that it's still awful. And, the fact that... I mean, I read that as between 8 and 9, and I still think it's only John Laurinaitis. So I'm like, cool, so you rang, what, 8 people in an hour? They must have been short conversations.
Yeah. Hey, pal, you're gone. Bye. You won't put it past him, would you? You won't put it past him.
Best of luck in your future endeavours. Piss off, you heartless bastards.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right, let's update you on when hopefully you can see if some of those are your favourite wrestlers, and regardless of whether or not your favourite wrestlers or not, if you like these guys, go and support them in all the usual ways, whether it be buying their merch or just following them and finding out when they can do those indie dates. Because in terms of non-compete clauses expiring, those names that we've just talked about should be able to work elsewhere from the 16th of February next year. If any of them have got 30-day non-competes from their time in NXT, I doubt it.
Yeah,
but if that is the case, that would be the 18th of December 2021. It's just... the fact that they not only released these people, and they released these people, some of whom, like you say, they've just gone, oh, we've got big things for you. Piss off, you're fired.
Yeah.
They've now got the temerity to be like, and you can't work for anyone until, you know, what, a month or two into next year.
The independent contractor status, once again, sucks. You're not given the full benefits of being a full-time employee, but you're expected to adhere to these non-compete clauses, and many industries have them, but usually for people that are classified as employees, not independent contractors. I agree with Brian Danielson, just to draw a line under all of this. If the company has the ability to say you can't work anywhere for 90 days, you should have the ability to say the company, I'm gone in 90 days, if you want.
Cool. quite right. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us today. First question about this comes from Biggest Joe, who says, "Hi, guys. How long can WWE go without realising their incompetence to make stars with another batch of releases? I know every released star will thrive elsewhere, and sooner or later, the penny will drop when WWE come calling that it isn't place to go to shine. Do you think..." I mean, I say this, I ask you this every question, every time, and you give me the same answer, but I'm going to ask it again. Will they finally, I don't know, maybe, I was going to say over the Christmas break, but they've got a bloody pay-per-view on the start of the year, but will they ever take a step back, take stock and go, someone's not working here?
No. No.
Because they're making money in spite of themselves.
They're making money hand over fist. They're you know, when the next batch of TV rights deals comes up, they're going to make even more money because that's the way things are trending. Even though ratings are not great and everything else, they're actually up on last year for Raw and SmackDown, but I digress. They're not tremendous compared to what they would have been back in the day, but Raw and SmackDown still perform in the 18 to 49 demographic very well on their chosen evenings, often topping the charts, SmackDown in particular. So there's no real impetus for them to do that. I do agree that their star-making process is woeful. I mean, literally, if you look at the current roster, there are very few people on there who push business in the right direction. Roman Reigns might be one of them, but then again, when they booked him for the upcoming Long Island show, the Raw show that they've booked there, and they announced Roman Reigns to drive ticket sales, he only sold something like 400 in a month.
Yeah.
So he's not like this major league Steve Austin draw.
And it's taken a lot of goes to get Roman Reigns, right? And I sense, with this character now, maybe his input, because it feels like everything else they've tried, the suffering succotash is one that everyone goes to. That was a long time
Roman
ago.
Roman and the beanstalk.
But like, yeah, dog food stuff.
Yeah.
What a load of bollocks. He's just come back and gone, why not just be an ass kicker? And they go, oh yeah, that might work actually.
This actually suits
they
you.
They overthink
really
every problem that they've got. And the, like you say, regardless of whether they had a roster full of stupid gimmicks, they would still make inordinate sums of money and still, oh, I'm winding myself up again, Andy. I'm going to move on to the next question. They would still sit there and go,
take the cork out.
Oh, we need to cut, make you release you because there's some budget cuts.
It's just like, I really hate the idea that when someone doesn't get over as a star in this company, it's the wrestler's fault. Really love that. Because when you think about the dozens and dozens and hundreds, really, of people who passed through this system, really since WCW went out of business, that are extremely talented, and they just haven't been able to make money with, and I don't think it's the wrestler's fault, guys.
Not everyone, we're not sitting here
saying... None of the question says that.
No, but not everyone has to sit there and be themselves, but they also don't have to be this preposterous character invented by a senile old git who doesn't know what makes things popular anymore.
I'm not saying Karrion Kross should have been a WrestleMania main event or anything, but why does he have to wear a gimp mask?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you had it was divisive, but you've literally, NXT, the developmental brand, you went, oh, let's give this a trial run. Well, this really gets over, so let's split him up with Scarlett and make him death like Quang. Right, I'm going to wind myself up again. Irish Viking 383 gives us our second question of the day, saying, with the ratings dropping year on year, will Fox USA not want to renew the TV deals with WWE when they come up, or would they consider cancelling them early? If I was a TV exec, I wouldn't want to be spending so much for this rubbish. This is an argument I see a lot when the ratings come out from Alvarez or whoever it may, Brandon Thurston, all the great guys who provide us with these details. Yeah, I get it. People look at it and go, oof, it's not the millions and millions that they used to have. But as you just mentioned there, Andy, the business is different now. And in the eyes of TV people, they are actually doing
that. Yeah, they are. They are. Like, SmackDown's often the top show.
NXT's not, but you know.
Yeah, NXT's having a nightmare. But SmackDown is often the top show on all of television on Friday nights. So while obviously these numbers are not Monday Night War numbers, and they never will be again, they're still performing well relative to the competition. Raw is often in the top five, sometimes in the top three or whatever. Shows are still doing well. There is a level... Ratings are often analysed quite poorly. So the same goes for all of these companies. AEW Rampage is the best example of that because people see 550,000 in a 0.2 in the demo and go, that sucks, that's awful, it's going to get cancelled. But It's like one of, if not the most watched show in its bad time slot every week. SmackDown and Raw's numbers are, they're off on the previous year, but they're not good when you consider 20 years of history, and yet it's still top on television quite often. So,
and they love the live sports aspect of it. That does well for them as well. And I think the key thing here is if these were on at a normal time here in the UK, we always have to catch up the next morning or whatever it may be. Would you sit and watch them live? I wouldn't. I wouldn't watch Raw or SmackDown or NXT live.
I think
or
Raw,
Rampage, probably.
I think Raw in particular benefits from the fast forward button, for sure.
Oh, without question.
We did. But
I can't remember the last time I watched that show not on double speed. And I have to review it for
probably I'm a time and a half guy because my brain is spaghetti and I don't process things at double speed. But yeah, absolutely. It's a whole world, the TV analysis side of it. And I'd encourage anyone interested in that to get into Brandon Thurston's work with WrestleMania.
Yes.
He's the independent foremost expert.
Final question about this. We will wrap this up now. Mark Brightman says, good morning, gentlemen. Considering WWE closed another international location and released a whole load of wrestlers again yesterday, does it feel like there is a huge announcement coming soon? Is Vince selling WWE?
So just to follow up on that, WWE have now denied the story about the Mexican office. So bit of confusion there. Given long answers for all of these questions, short one for this. I will believe Vince is selling it when I see it with my own eyes.
Yes. I just think they're just trying to make money, even more money, because they're...
because they like money.
Heartless bastards! Right, okay, let's cheer ourselves up.
They don't
up
like
with,
people.
Let's cheer ourselves up with today's, and finally, from a guy we've talked about already. Shout out to him for covering all this brilliantly, as he often does. No crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful.com, who revealed... I just love this story, and I just thought it'd be nice to warm our hearts with it today. The Butcher of The Butcher and the Blade.
My guy.
Your guy. Andy complained, is that right? On
That's
Twitter?
Right.
He obviously wrestled alongside The Blade against Orange Cassidy and bloody Tomohiro Ishii on Dynamite. It was the bit where he's in the corner and he just looks at him and he starts leaning into the Butcher's chops. That was a moment. But Sean Ross Sapp revealed, The Butcher basically... has been touring with his band and had a night off to get this kicked out of him by Tomohiro Ishii. And, I mean, you know him relatively well. I mean, what a life that is.
That's awesome. He's touring with Every Time I Die. Going to see Every Time I Die in February. Looking forward to seeing The Butcher in his other form of work.
Does he walk around the stage like that? That's what I want to know.
Well, do the lunges, the knees that hurt me every time I try to do them. Yeah, this is what a cool life. You're playing a badass hardcore, metalcore, whatever band one day. You take a night off, you go wrestle Tomohiro Ishii. It's really cool. I saw a cool meme on this match as well. Just a screenshot with the guy, Tomohiro Ishii's nickname, the Stone Pitbull.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that the butcher is mad, because he's obviously a butcher. This dog has just stolen some sausages from his shop. That's the basis of this
it's
match.
It's some out of Beano. Brilliant.
It's quality.
Right, well, there's at least some things maybe left today, I suppose. Let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. We'll be talking more about this as part of this SmackDown preview. We're going to be previewing Rampage and we've got Wrestle Culture with a hashtag bloody good quiz. Don't forget to join us on Sunday for our Survivor Series live stream. Myself and Phil Chambers will be doing that one. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray, the H stands for Have a Nice Weekend.
Yes, you can follow me at Adam Wilborn. People have started noticing it, where is also a place you can donate towards this
the
horrible,
tinkler.
Horrible thing on my face for Movember, which is all for a fantastic cause. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for watching. Go and support your favourite wrestlers now. They probably need it most right now. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.